There's quite an excited, dare we say, happy buzz happening among the ranks of writers. The reason? Amtrak is putting together a writer's residency program, free train rides to writers. You write while you're chugging along the tracks, send out a few tweets during your travels, and let Amtrak interview at the end of the trip. So let's find out how this all came about, how it might work, and who might be eligible. Joining us now is our resident expert in all things Amtrak, Adi Tamer with the Brookings Institution. Good to have you back with us, Adi.
Yeah, great to be back.
So tell us, how did this idea even start of a writer's residency?
Right. So, you know, we got to agree. I mean, it's just a fantastic kind of marketing program, right, that was really dreamed up by, you know, what seems like one writer across the country, but there was such a quick kind of outpouring of common sentiment for the idea. So really, you know, the credit should go to the entire kind of journalistic community in here in the U.S. So an author named Alexander Chi kind of, you know, emailed Amtrak to say, hey, wouldn't it be cool if writers would have the opportunity to go on specifically long-distance Amtrak trains, which, you know, we to be transparent, Brookings is one of the first to talk about, you know, that those trains cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
They tend to lose money, too. But there is a romanticism involved with them. You know, there's something beautiful about being able to ride through the American countryside from coast to coast, north and south, east and west, and see it in the kind of incredible journey type that is riding on a train. So Amtrak, you know, and this is credit to social media of today, responded, hey, you know, let's do it. And a different author, Jessica Gross, was able to actually take the first ride between New York and Chicago round trip and was even able to get some writing done on the trip, too.
And basically, what does Amtrak get out of this? What is the writer's commitment to Amtrak?
Yeah, well, the good thing for the writer is that they don't really commit anything. It's a free ride. You know, typically, obviously, Jessica, like I mentioned, published this piece for Amtrak's website. But overall, I mean, they're writing for their own kind of current employer, right, which is often contract work. So this is just an opportunity to get a free ride. There's only kind of two confirmed cases so far, if you will, of people being able to take advantage of it, Jessica, and then the original kind of person who suggested Alexander. So we expect to see more rides. Again, since Amtrak giving it away for free, we're not sure how big the program is going to be. And evidently, we're kind of, you know, it hasn't been a jump the shark moment, if you will, but there's a lot of writers already tweeting and writing to Amtrak. So again, if there's writers listening, definitely contact Amtrak. There might be an opportunity to get a free ride across the country and even get some work done.
Adi Tamer of the Brookings Institution. Always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.